Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. My name is Ruth from Amigo Auto Brokers.
And hi, Ruth.
I received a letter on the mail for an offer with your bank for a loan for a company.
Sure.
And I just want more information about it.
Absolutely. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the mailer you received?
Yeah.
Could you repeat that back to me, and that will allow me to pull up the information we have on file for your business?
22123201002.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, Ruth. Could you go back to the? I just had the my computer's kind of slow here. I had the 2212, and then could you start after that, please?
It's 2212.
Okay.
3201.
Okay.
00021817.
Got it. One moment here, please. Jeez, my computer already thinks it's the weekend. It's going so slow. Hold on 1 second here. So how's the weather out back east today?
Good.
Did that hurricane already pass over you guys, didn't it? Or the tropical storm?
Yeah, he's gone already.
Oh, I don't know what is taking my computer so long here. This is really bizarre. Just hold on 1 second. I'm going to try this one more time. 2212-3201. Okay, come on, computer. So while I am, my computer is loading here. I know that you received that mailer. What were you looking to do for the business? Were you looking to bring on some equipment or bring on some capital? Or
we like to have more capital to buy more cars.
More cars, okay. And you are Amigo Auto Brokers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, computer is finally loading here. And we have a new phone system, and we've experienced a couple of dropped calls over the past week. What would be a good phone number that I could reach back out to you just in case the call were to drop?
704-724-8705.
8705. Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then lastly, just want to confirm a little bit of info we have with regards to your business location. Are you still at the 3712 South U.S. 321 Highway in Maiden, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the business classification. Is the business a proprietorship, a partnership, an S-Corp, LLC?
LLC. It's LLC. Amigo Auto Brokers, LLC.
Perfect, perfect. So what you have received was an offer for funding. I know that you're looking for some more capital. You know, how much were you looking for to bring on those more automobiles?
Probably, well, maybe $100,000.
Okay. Okay. And,
that way buy new, the car is more new on the auction.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then just curious, do you know what kind of return on investment you would get by, you know, with the $100,000 in cars? Do you know, you know, what kind of investment you might be getting back, return you would get?
That way allows to have more inventory on the lot.
Ah, gotcha.
Buy new cars. And since the banks, when you're going to buy a used car, your bank financial a car there are 5 years or newer.
Right.
But if you buy, like, right now a 2010, the bank is going to finance your car. But if you buy a 2012, you could just go to the bank and ask for a loan and pay the bank, your bank.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Our loans are based on the sales from the year previous. Would you happen to know what you guys did in sales last year?
No, that's true. I don't know. Probably they are higher. Maybe you say total gross or just how much money we make.
Oh, just how much you grossed in sales?
Probably 800.
Okay. You know, based off that number, I definitely feel confident that we could get close to the $100,000 number that you're looking for. You know, somewhere between 80 and 100 would be probably what we could make available. You know, would that be, you know, enough to help you achieve what you're looking to do?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Okay. You know, to get you more solid numbers, it's a very simple process. We just have a one-page application. We would need to look at some bank statements just to verify the cash flow for the business. And then we would look at the first couple pages of the tax return to verify your sales. And then if you had any other loans out currently, information on that. You know, and this, those items together, I could package for underwriting, and we could get you some feedback inside of 24 hours. You know, if you like what we have to say, get you out some documents, get those back to us, and we can have you funded in, you know, typically another 48 to 72 hours. So it's a pretty quick process to see what we can make available for you.
Okay.
Do you have any other current working capital loans out with the business?
No.
Okay, okay. And then just a couple other qualifying questions. How would you rate your personal credit?
Francisco is very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Francisco is good. And then how about you?
Not that much.
Okay.
Francisco is very good. Mine
okay.
is probably not that much, but he's probably around 700 or something.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So, and then are you guys 50-50 on the business?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. The reason I ask is because we would need an application from each of you to go through the process. So that's the only reason I ask. You know, and is this an immediate need, or are you just kind of in the preliminary stages of shopping around?
Well, we are just on the way to shopping around.
Okay. Okay. You know, what's a good email address for you? I'd like to send you out a little more information and then actually the documents that we would require to see what we could make available for the business.
Okay. It's amigo, A-M-I-G-O.
Okay.
Auto, A-U-T, and Tom, O.
Okay.
Broker, B's and Boy, R-O-K-E-R-S.
Got it.
@mail.com.
At Hotmail?
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Perfect. Gmail.com. So what I would like to do is send you out a little more information about the program and then the documents that we require. I will put my direct dial on there as well. So if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. You know, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Do you have any, you know, further questions for me at this point in the process?
Well, no. What I need is just if you email me everything I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any idea, it's like, because we like to make, you know, how much is going to be the payments and
right.
the planning, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we make a quote because before we make a decision, we like to have all the information and see if we like to invest on this, you know.
Absolutely.
We're planning to grow, but we like to be sure.
I completely agree with you. You need to, you know, go through things thoroughly to make sure it's going to be the right fit for you. And then again, we can get you information pretty quickly there to see if we would be a good fit for you. You know, what I'd like to do is I'll put together an email for you and have it out to you in about 10 minutes for you and your husband to review. And then, you know, I'd like to follow up with you on Monday, if that's all right, just to answer any questions that you may have.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. What would be a good time for me to reach back out to you on Monday? Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe around lunch.
Maybe so. Around lunch. Okay. Oh, we're 3 hour difference. Okay. So yeah. So that would be right around 8 o'clock my time in the morning. And all right. And then again, any further questions at this point, or maybe you'll have some more for me on Monday.
Yeah, I just need all the, because we just, like I say, you are the first person I received. We received like 3 or 4 letters in the mail in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And they send you, like, I don't know, I guess your credit is good, or the people want money too. Wanted to give it. And we were thinking about expanding.
Right.
And I decided to give you a call and see how they work.
Yeah, so it's a very simple process. And again, you know, if you were to get the information back to us on Monday, we would have feedback for you on Tuesday, you know, with solid numbers there. And then from there, you could go on and make a decision to see if it would be a good fit for you.
Yeah, because it's just a lot of money, and we want to see if it's...
Yeah, it's got to make sense, you know?
More. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put that email together for you right now. And again, I'm sorry. It's Francisco and...
Ruth. My name is Ruth.
Okay, Ruth. I apologize. So I'm just going to address it to both you guys, if that's okay. The email?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Keep your eyes peeled. It'll be arriving in about 10 minutes, and then I will give you a call right around lunchtime on Monday to see if you have any further questions.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time today, Ruth. It was nice to speak with you. And then have a great weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.